Question two, did you think you would be so successful? And what is the one attribute you would say is the reason for your success? I still don't like to think I'm successful, because I feel if I feel I'm successful, I'm content, and I never want to feel content. I want to keep feeling like I have to keep going, and it's I'm not going to reason with my comfort yet. But it's very, very overwhelming to read a question like that, because of course that's not me shying away or saying that, you know, anything I've done is not of success, because there have been so many wonderful moments in my life which have come through meeting people or working for people or working at events or, you know, my artwork being recognized, so that these are all successful things, and of course I should speak about them. I would say the number one thing which has allowed me to create those successes is my confidence and also my consistency to doing what I'm doing. You know, I started Inquisitive 7 years ago, and I used to just do artwork for myself. I would just put artworks that I'd like doing and shared it, and you know, people would appreciate it, some wouldn't, some would. And again, it wasn't ever me putting it up to become, you know, what it is now. It was always because I had a vision. And you know, sometimes I would do an art piece and it would get over 4,000 likes. Sometimes I do an art piece and it would just about get 400. But I never really let it bother me so much, because I knew it was something I was doing for myself. But with that said, the backing was my consistency. I never really painted for people. I just did it for myself. And the more I did things for myself, the more I realized my portfolio was growing. And my confidence as an artist was growing, and my vision was becoming very clear as to what I want to produce. And people understood that this guy is actually serious. It's not so much of a hobby. He's actually studied it, and he's actually doing what he wants to do. And, you know, salute to that. And we should be part of the journey. And 7 years on now, it's just become something that's crazy. And I never, ever thought it would be that. But confidence and consistency are the two things I carry with myself all the time. And always daring to be different. That's somewhat my tagline. I love using that. Always daring to be different, because there's no point of producing something that's already been done. And that's something I understood from the very first few years of my career, where I was like, you know, I shouldn't do things that I've already seen. I should start doing things I've never seen before. And that's what took me down the route of getting a bigger audience, and actually a universal and not just a community audience. And I think that's where everything changed.